More than 7,000 unemployed Marylanders have lost their food stamp benefits over the last 2 months. That's because of a 20-year-old rule linking the food stamp program, also known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to unemployment rates. WYPR's Rachel Bay looks at the effect on Maryland's poorest residents.
John Moser Jr. loses his SNAP benefits Tuesday. The 46-year-old has been unemployed since he lost his job as an auto mechanic about 9 months ago. He's also been homeless for 5 years. Lately, he has been staying in Middle River with his sister, who he says can't walk due to a broken hip and is receiving disability benefits.
And I had my sister and her boyfriend take me in, but he now has lung cancer in both lungs. So now I'm in a dilemma where I can't work because I'm constantly taking care of him, running him to doctors.
He says the SNAP benefits have helped him feed himself off and on for the last 6 years. When he loses them, he plans to share his sister's or find food where he can. And he's looking for a job that will allow him to continue taking care of his family.
So I'm looking for something possible at nighttime or something at 24 hours where I could work maybe late at night or something when everybody's asleep and don't need me. But also I need time to sleep too.
Moser is losing his benefits as a result of a work requirement tied to the SNAP program 20 years ago. Childless, single adults capable of holding a job must spend at least 20 hours a week working or in a qualifying job training program. If not, they can get food stamps for 3 months in a 3-year period. But that's it. Maryland and other states with high unemployment rates qualified for waivers to the requirement during the recession. Ed Bolin, a senior policy analyst at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says the waivers were prompted by the realization that the work requirement didn't make sense in places with high unemployment.
They couldn't find a job, no matter how hard they were looking.
But as unemployment rates dropped, Maryland lost its waiver. Some jurisdictions, such as Baltimore City, retained the waiver because of stubbornly high unemployment rates. However, neighboring counties began losing benefits in April. Robert Dorr ran New York City's food assistance program under former Mayor Michael Bloomberg and is a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He says the goal of SNAP is to prevent hunger, and nothing is more effective at that than an income. The loss of SNAP benefits serves as motivation to work.
80% of Americans feel that if you're able-bodied, you're not a senior and you're not a child, and you can work, that our program should be strongly encouraging people to get into work. And that's what this is.
But Bolin has problems with that.
People might be working as many hours as they can possibly get at a job that has multiple shifts or whatever. So they're showing their willingness to work, but they're not hitting this 20-hour-a-week requirement.
He suggests the rule should allow those who can show they're applying for jobs to continue receiving benefits. He also says that while the economy has improved overall, low-wage job growth has been slower.
For the very poor folks with barriers to work, like a lack of education or training, it still is remarkably hard for them to find jobs.
Eva Hendricks is a case manager at Healthcare for the Homeless in Baltimore. She says the loss of food benefits can make it more difficult to manage other needs, such as housing.
I had a client who said earlier this week that he was unstably housed. He paid $100 to stay on a couch, and he gives food stamps to the lady where he stays.
At the same time, she says many of her clients understand why there's a work requirement. Moser, who is about to lose his benefits, also gets it.
There's a lot of people that take advantage of it, but, you know, for people who really need it, it's going to affect them bad.
I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.